432 in the Pancakes and Power Slam show, including Vince McMahon seeing Matt Riddle as a young Shawn Michaels. Let's go. PNP Nation, Wrench Mob, are you ready? All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, episode 432 of the Pancakes of Power Slam show. Let's go!
Yeah. You already know what time it is. It's that official time where we take this worldwide. Let's go! Listen. So now it's time to turn it up. Surf the radio waves as we begin to burn it up. We all up in your area like landscape. Definitely bringing you the pancakes. It's a mandate that you tune in. It's time to move out so we can move in and recognize that this is no illusion. I'm here to clear the air so that there is no confusion. It all started off in the book of Genesis when Jacob was wrestling with who he thought was his nemesis. And when the man saw he couldn't overpower him, he touched his hip, but he really couldn't devour him. And from that point, then we hear a name change, rearrange the game, so now we gotta change lanes. So I'm here to let you know it's time to listen to the Pancake and Power Slam show. Let's go. Turn it up.
And we are live, ladies and gentlemen, 432 episodes of the Pancakes and Power Slam show. I'm Chris Featherstone, as always, live and living, killing and funking like a monkey, if you will, baby. Yeah. Man, I am I'm loving this this new deal, this new format. It's fun. I just feel like I can just hang out with my family, with the PNP Nation, with the Wrench Mob. For those who have been not with us for a little bit, I got a opportunity to take my interviews, my first part of PNP, my interview section that occurs on the first half, and I got an opportunity with Sportskeeda. I used to write for them as a feature columnist a few years back, about 4 years back. And I have returned there as a senior analyst. And also, I have a good opportunity to take my interviews over to Sports Kita. So every week I'll be doing live Q&As. Last week was Vince Russo, bro. And this week was Muhammad Hassan. So from 11 to 11:30 every week, I'll be doing live interviews with big names. And so we got the whole month of July all covered with names confirmed. It's going to be fun. Last week was Vince Russo. This week was Muhammad Hassan. So that is the transition. So the first 30 minutes of PNP has now been moved over to Sports Kita, and they have acquired the first half. PNP is a 2-hour show. That's 30 minutes. The first quarter of PNP, they have acquired it. It's like selling a stock to somebody, or selling part of your business to somebody, but still having a big hand of it. That's kind of like how it is. Yeah, I guess that is how it is. Selling a part of your business to someone and getting paid to still be a part of that business. So that's basically what it is. So it's fun. It's cool. It's lots of fun. We have actually named it that. Came up with the name Sports Kid is Unscripted with Chris Featherstone. That is actually the name of the live Q&A section that I do every Tuesday. Again, last week was Vince Russo. This week was Muhammad Hassan. Next week, it's going to be fun. So usually we break out the I schedule all the interviews and contact all the people. Next week is, like I said, the whole month of July is confirmed. Be sure, of course, follow Chris Prolific. I will share it there. So be sure to check out around next Monday or so is when we are going to break out the release on who it is. So great opportunity. But of course, PNP, the show must go on. So the 2/3 of my show that I've, you know, full, it's fully mine. We're going to, you know, we're with the Wrench Mob, we're with the PNP Nation, as always, having a wonderful time talking about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. So the shows will be really kind of marketed, branded by what's one of the biggest headlines going on right now. Last week was Chikara. This week we're going to talk about Matt Riddle, Vince McMahon's take on Matt Riddle. So that's one of the headlines we're going to talk about. Extreme Rules is coming up too, right? So I guess someone remind me to do some predictions. That is this weekend, isn't it? So someone remind me at the end of the show about the predictions with Extreme Rules, and we'll do that too. The PNP Nation is absolutely lit tonight. Marissa, as always, for sure, super loyal. Definitely happy about that. Alma, another PNP faithful. I am doing well. Let's see what else we got. Mike Ryan is ready to rock. Montel, what's going on? PNP Nation, what else we got here? I'll get to that Slater promo. Good question, Mike, as always. Mo, what's up? Part of the Wrench Mob. The number one heel has arrived. Ricky, welcome Ricky to the show. Welcome Ricky to the show. Sean, welcome from Cambridge, England. Nice. Riddle's great, but Sean's the best ever. As much as I love Taker, he is the best ring performer, in my opinion. I would say that Michaels is up there. I'm a big Ricky Steamboat fan when it comes to in-ring performance. I think all around in-ring performance, I would probably give that to Sean, but I think just as a performer, just and perform the essentials when it comes to in-ring performance, I'm a Ricky Steamboat guy through and through. What else we got? Okay, thank you. Extreme Rules is next week. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know that. Dion, what's up, man? Great to have you back here in the PNP Nation. For sure. Cool. All right. PNP Nation, we are lit as always, having a great time. Again, of course, hashtag Ask Chris. We got some trivia coming up too. Extreme Rules trivia. So I'm glad it was it's next week. I'm very happy about that. All right, so let's do this. Let's start off with some trivia. All right. Let's do this. Who won the ECW Championship at Extreme Rules 2009? Who won the ECW Championship at Extreme Rules 2009? And while you guys do that, let's do the Ask Chris question. Of course, there's a lot of comments that funnel through. If you want to stand out, as Mike knows, hashtag Ask Chris. As far as my thoughts on the Slater promo, you could tell that there's a I don't think that's I don't think it's a shoot as far as like you weren't there for me. But at the same time, I mean, Heath Slater is, you know, he's gone. He's released from the WWE. So I thought it was a really good I am not sold on Drew versus Dolph whatsoever. I think I've stressed that before on previous shows. Not sold whatsoever on Drew versus Dolph. Because Dolph, you know, he's just not at that state as far as his stock is concerned as a heel or just as a wrestler, period. He just has that mid-card feel from the bookers, not from him. I mean, he's a fantastic one of the best workers in the business still. But just the way he's been booked is just – it's kind of pigeonholed, you know what I mean? Just really. And to be honest with you, I think the name Dolph Ziggler kind of pigeonholes you anyways. Like, again, you know, nothing to do with Nick Nemeth because he's a great in-ring performer. But it's just a couple things that just kind of put ceilings on him. You know, when he was with Vicky, that really got him an opportunity to be a really good heel because Vicky was a good heel. The only problem with that is that Vicky was such a good heel. Vicky is undoubtedly one of the greatest heels in WWE history, hands down. And her being such a good heel really overshadowed Ziggler. It was good that Ziggler was getting that residual heat from Vicky. And that kind of helped him as far as being a top, you know, kind of upper mid-card type of guy. But he was definitely shrouded by Vicky. It's kind of a weird thing because that was one of his best moments, but he was still shrouded, you know. So it's just kind of been a tough road for Dolph Ziggler. I mean, here's the thing with Slater. You know, as far as I know, this was the one-off, unless I didn't hear anything about this being them re-signing him. But as far as I've heard, unless something's changed in the past today, because I haven't really been doing much today as far as finding out stuff, it was a one-off. So this helps Slater, right? I mean, this helps Slater get an opportunity. I know he has his own wrestling school, but I mean, you know, with COVID, I'm sure that there's not a lot of stuff coming in, none of income coming in with that. It's not like WWE income. So, I mean, where does this take him? You know, the indie scene is a bust right now because of COVID. You really only have Impact. You have Ring of Honor is even closed down for now. So really Impact and AEW is really the only live, you know, television shows you have right now. So Do you go to Impact? Do you go to do you go to AEW? I don't see him in either place right now. However, I think bringing him in helps his stock, being an opportunity. So we will see where it goes. We'll see where it goes. All right, as far as the ECW Championship, let's see. That's a good question, Kyle. I'm about to get to that. Who won the ECW Championship? Yes, Mo. Good job. See if anybody answered before you. Okay. Perfect. Yes, Tommy Dreamer won. Great job. Great job. Good job, Mo. Let's see what else we got. Steal the headline. Good job, Mo. We'll be talking about the U.S. Championship. Good Ask Chris questions. Let me address these. It's good stuff, man. Very, very good stuff. Let's see. What's my take on Matt Riddle? We'll get to that, Alma. We'll get to that as far as my thoughts on Matt Riddle. Did I hear about SummerSlam and WWE having more COVID cases? Yes, I did hear about WWE having more COVID cases, and WWE still wants to do SummerSlam live. So, yeah, I mean, that's a little over a month away. So, I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, you know, as far as because they've been taping a lot of their stuff lately, including WrestleMania was taped. I believe Backlash was taped too. So we'll see. I mean, we shall see. We shall see. You know, that's their goal to have it live. I mean, as far as just with the crowd, but I mean, it's you can't really do that. You know, their goal was to have it in Boston, but I doubt that's going to happen. It looks like that's going to be PC based on what's going on. But I mean, granted, 6 weeks is a long time. So a lot can happen in 6 weeks. Let's say that a lot can happen in 6 weeks. So there's still hope that, you know, the numbers will trend down, and so that would be enough to make precautions. Is you know, WWE is a $1 billion company, and you can't just take temperatures of people coming in and test. You know, do just kind of preliminary testing. Now, granted, from what I've seen, well, from what I've heard, K-Dot, what's up, man? What's up, K-Dot? So, yeah, from what I've heard, WWE really needs to spend more time just doing preliminary testing, and I've heard that there's been more asymptomatic cases. I've even read some things that, you know, cases have become milder because we keep hearing cases, but we're not hearing deaths. Last time I checked, I think it was last week, the death rate was 0.05%. So that's very low. Now, granted, each death. And the thing is, there's just a lot when it comes to COVID. It really is. I mean, there's just a lot. I study a lot about this, man, and it's just they're telling doctors now to, if there's COVID symptoms, you can put it on there as far as death. There's just a lot of stuff, a lot of fiddling, and just a lot of weirdness going on with this stuff, man. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do a lot of studying and just doing random research, and I'm just like, man, this is just something fishy going on right here. All right, let's see. USI, we will be talking about that, Mo. Sean is asking, Steamboat was great without a doubt, my friend. Where do you stand on Taker's retirement? I don't think he's done to you. I think he is, Sean. First of all, welcome, Sean, to the PNP Nation. appreciate you joining us this week. We have fun every single week. This is the 432nd straight episode. Every single week we've had an episode. I've been with the Wrestling Rumors crowd. I don't know how long. It's been about, how long has it been? Marissa, Sean, Elvis, all of y'all. How long, Mo? How long has it been since I've been with Wrestling Rumors as far as live here? Probably a year or so, somewhere around there. I've worked a lot. This was live. This has been live on. I just got an announcement from someone, and wow, that's crazy. And yeah, I think that So as far as Taker, I was talking about what I've worked. Yeah, I worked with. I was just kind of giving you the skinny, Sean, of what I do here in the Pancakes and Power Slam show. So yeah, 432nd straight week. I've worked for many different wrestling companies. I freelance at Sports Illustrated. I freelance at Fox Sports. You can just type in Chris Featherstone Sports Illustrated, Chris Featherstone Fox Sports, and you'll see my articles there. It's just type in Chris Featherstone Pro Wrestling, and you'll see the thousands of articles that I've written over the past almost decade. So, that's who I am. I started the Pancakes and Power Slam show, Sean, in April of 2012, and have not missed a week since then. Now, I've missed some weeks, period, but the show has gone on. A good friend of mine, Evan Tech Prout, he is the co-host. He's picked up the slack before. Another buddy of mine, Derek, was one of the originals. Good friend Ryan, he was the original co-host. And then Derek. And then I started having a bunch of like big name wrestling sheet writers, website owners as co-host every week. It became more of a headache than I wanted it to be, because not only was I booking a new guest every week, a new wrestling guest every week, I was also booking a guest host for every week. So I was literally spending so much time booking two guests for every week, and that was just a big pain. I did that for about a year or so, and I was just like, no, I'm not doing this. Probably about 9 months to a year. And then Evan, for the past few years, 3-4 years now, Evan's been a loyal co-host. He's a good dear friend, really close friend of mine. We became like brothers over the past few years. And yeah, so he's picked up the slack. The only times I've been off on the show, I had back surgery in 2013 and 2018. And I was off the show for, I think, 2 weeks each. And then I had Derek the first time he hosted it. And then Evan the second time he hosted it with a couple of sheet writers who were still buddies of mine from like Bleacher Report. They co-hosted with him. Chris Mueller was one of them that co-hosted it with him from Bleacher Report. And I took a night off when I had my middle son, my second son, my middle child. I think that fell on a Tuesday or Monday night, Tuesday night, somewhere around there. So I took that day off. So yeah, I think out of 432 episodes, I've missed probably 5 or 6 myself. But the show still went on every single week straight, Sean. So that's a little background of the Pancakes and Power Slam show. And as far as what I think about Taker, first of all, that goes to show how loyal I am. to this show. I'm about to be a doctor in a few weeks, and I still make sure that I do it for you. And I'm getting some messages here. I make sure that I do it for you and have an amazing show. So every week, Sean, I had an interview, WWE, NXT, Impact, NWA. I had a big name every week on the show, and I would have it live here with the PNP Nation. That started to become, you know, a big part of PNP. And so, like I explained in the beginning, this is a 2-hour show. So basically, someone purchased a quarter of it. So my interviews are now been exclusive to Sportskeeda. I'm still, you know, manning that. So I'll be doing live interviews every week with Sportskeeda. This week was Muhammad Hassan. Last week was Vince Russo. All right. So that is the skinny version of Pancakes and Power Slams. Just the short wrap up of who I am and what we do over here at the PNP Nation. And we have fun every single week. Do I think Taker is going to retire? Do I think it's his retirement match? Yes, I think it is. I think he's at a spot right now where he's good. He's good to go. So, who's Otis going to cash in on and win? That's a good question, Dion. For some reason, I think they're going to gimmick it up. I keep forgetting that he's the case. He don't even really bring it out anymore. I like Otis a lot, but I still think that was a bad call. Still don't see him as champ. you going to have Swamp Bray beat Braun and then Otis cashing in the Swamp? I can see that happening. Something just ridiculous like that happening. I just don't see Otis cashing in anytime soon. I just really don't. There's a part of me that feels like either he's not going to win if he cashes in, or he's going to make it a gimmick. And when he first won at Money in the Bank, I said there's a part of me that feels that he's going to give that briefcase to Mandy Rose. I can see that happening. I can definitely see that happening. So, Kyle, who do I think should have faced Drew at Extreme Rules? Lashley's not doing anything. I mean, it doesn't make sense that Lashley's kind of feuding with Apollo Crews, but MVP's taking the U.S. title spot. That is weird to me, very weird to me. And Lashley's the one that's going to be on the sidelines. Odd, very odd. You don't want Lashley to lose twice. I feel that a heel should be champ right now. Honestly, I said it last week when I was talking to Russo, and I said this before on the show. I think right now with the pandemic and the lack of fans there, I think a heel should be champ. I think from a television intrigue standpoint, the comeuppance should be the babyface chasing the title. That's where the intrigue comes in with the lack of fans. Now, when you have all the energy and the crowd and all that, that's when you have the babyface be the champ, because you have the energy of the crowd and, you know, just really backing up that feel. It's that really high energy feel of the babyface being champ. Right now, you don't have that with the restrictions. So as far as from a television standpoint, you have a heel be champ. So to be honest with you, Drew is one of my favorite wrestlers. But if it was up to me, Lashley would win in Extreme Rules. You should have it against Lashley. Lashley should win the title. Win in Extreme Rules. And he should have the title until fans come in. And so that's what you do. That's what you do. Have Drew win. I guess at SummerSlam maybe, or, you know, whenever fans start trickling in a little bit more, that would be ideal. Maybe like a Survivor Series type of thing. There's some talks of Lesnar may not been able to come to SummerSlam. WWE doesn't need Lesnar at this time, I don't think. I definitely think he's, you know, he's a ratings booster. I think they need, I think Lesnar is important for WWE. I'm totally cool with non-title Lesnar being a WWE. I have no issue with that. I'm totally fine with Lesnar being a WWE, you know, having a WWE presence. But as champ, you know. And the thing is, it's funny because I'm that guy who I'm totally fine with champion. I've said this before many times on the show. I am totally fine with champions not appearing every week. Hogan used to do it back in the day, and it made the title more prestigious. I'm totally fine with the champ appearing once or twice a month, really. I mean, like, you build a story around him, and a champ doesn't have to compete every month. You have two main champions, and you have joint brand pay-per-views. The champ doesn't have to, you know, add that prestige. Champ doesn't have to compete every month. And that's what happened with Lesnar. And I was fine with it to an extent. I think the time frame of him not appearing as champ was too far a lot of times. But not appearing every week, I was totally fine with that. Now, as far as his presence now, I think you hold him off. I think it's unnecessary now. I think when fans trickle in a little bit more, ideally I say Survivor Series. So that's about four and a half months from now. I think they're still doing a Night of Champions thing. So that's in September. So we'll see. We'll see within the next 2 or 3 months, 4 months. I think that's when you bring in the Lesnars in. Right now you have Lashley win. I would have Lashley, if I was Booker, I would have Lashley be champ, be heel champ. Why? And that's weird coming from me because I like Lashley and I want him to be a babyface champ. But what you do is you have Lashley as a heel champ. You have him on his dominant streak like he's been doing. And you funnel the opponents through the heel because it builds their stamina. It puts more heat on them as you build the opponents around the heel for them to transfer that over to the babyface and make the babyface look better. What you don't do is you don't funnel opponents through a babyface. You know, when there's no, you know, when there's little, no, very little people there for a while, there was no people there while he was champ. So when there's little people there, why are you funneling heels through a babyface? That just doesn't make sense with me in these restrictions. You funnel the baby faces through the heel, and that builds heat for eventually for them to give it to the baby face. So you have Lashley win. I would have McIntyre, you know, kind of being a distracted feud against like an MVP, a Dolph Ziggler. You know, Vince is real high on Angel Garza. You know that you know, you could do that. You can do Seth Rollins. You could. There's plenty of heels right now that you can do a distraction feud with Drew. And then you have him come back on the scene in about a couple months in the title picture. But until then, you funnel baby faces through Lashley. Lashley Kevin Owens. Lashley Rey Mysterio. Lashley. Who else is a kind of a top name that would work in that sense as far as a top babyface? So you have Mysterio, you have Kevin Owens. Wow, that's really about it. I mean, I can't think of another big babyface. It's going to show the deficit of babyfaces they have right now on the roster as far as top names. But I think that's good enough, though. I think you have a 2-month feud with Owens. You have a 2-month feud with Mysterio. If there's contract stuff going on with Mysterio, Lashley's will be a good person to write him off. you know, if his contract does expire. So take those 4 months to feud with Owens and Mysterio. And then Drew comes back on the scene, wins the title. You really don't even need Lesnar. I mean, maybe at what you do is you Drew wins Survivor Series, wins the title back. So you have Lashley keeping the title for 4 months, Drew winning the title back at Survivor Series, and then the Raw after Survivor Series is when Lesnar comes back. And then, you know, you can build that up to Royal Rumble. So that would be my booking for the rest of the year. Yes, I am. I think I'm burnt out on that. I don't think it's necessary. I really don't. You're not at a deficit of baby faces. I mean, of heels right now when it comes to programming. I mean, you have Natalya, you have Lana, but she's not really wrestling. She could, though. You have Carmella. I don't know. It goes to show you have them on every show, but you haven't seen Carmella in a while. Every now and then you see Dana Brooke. Don't know where in the world Naomi is. Tamina, you'll see her every now and then. So, I mean, you have a plethora of wrestlers who you just don't see. You haven't seen little to at all on weekly television, but you have them on every show. So, very odd, especially NXT. NXT certainly don't have a deficit of female talent. For sure, they don't. There's plenty of names in NXT right now. So yeah, absolutely. Brennan's asking, it hurts me to ask this because I enjoy them as a tag team, but do you enjoy it? Do you think WWE is dropping the ball with the Viking Raiders? No, not necessarily. I think this is actually better than what they were. They were just kind of pigeonholed with just deep breathing, just grungy stuff that they were doing. There's not really a high ceiling for that. I think the fact that they're actually working with Viking Raider as the Street Profits, as the Viking Profits, I like that. I like the allegiance with show. I like the fact that they're showing their character. I think what we've seen is actually this pandemic has really helped the Viking Raiders to me, because I was a big fan of the competition stuff. They added another layer to Raw. I like the fact that they actually have characters now, but still aren't like way off. You know what I mean? So I actually like the Viking Raiders. I like what they're doing with them too. What have I heard about Patrick Clark? As far as the last thing I heard is WWE just kind of wants to investigate the matter. From what I heard, he's claiming there's those screen grabs that have been shared are not real. But you know, WWE being real big about their PR. You know, they want to make sure that they're not, you know, making him a big name right now during this time. Although he has been appearing on NXT, you know, it seemed like him and Dexter Lumis may have a tag team. But they are kind of toning down the popularity of Dream a lot right now. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. What's up, Aaron? Great to have you on the show with us. you know what's so funny about this, Mike? If you hashtag Boombox Brock, I was the first person. So that was my first viral hashtag. I was the first person to hashtag Boombox Brock. So look for yourself. I was the one. Look at this. Here's the proof. Here's proof. Me being the first person to hashtag Boombox Brock. Ready for it? Boom. There you go. May 20th, 2009. Nothing below. Ha ha ha. Boombox Brock. I was the first person to hashtag right there. That's me. That's it. First person to hashtag Boombox Brock. And then it became a big deal. Everybody's tagging Boombox Brock. But the first person to hashtag Boombox Brock was me. It was me all along. Yep. Nice, interesting fact there. First person to hashtag Boombox Brock. What I miss? Did I miss you last week? I was out of town last Tuesday. We always miss you, Elvis. We always miss you. Corey, what's up, my guy? Yep. First person to hashtag Boombox Brock. Yes, Pillman Jr. is competing in AEW. Actually had Pillman Jr. on my show. I don't remember what it was, but it was a while ago. And it was pretty cool interview with Pillman Jr. Set to expire. Yes, set to expire, allegedly. No, that would be terrible. Cassidy Lesnar. I was asking, good Ask Chris questions, guys. This is great stuff. Do you see Dominic being managed by one of the Guerreros or Vicky or Chavo maybe? I can see Vicky. Vicky would be a nice manager for Dominic. That would be pretty cool. Brendan's asking, what do you think we will do now with the Hall of Fame since we never had the inductions? Now, it was supposed to be during SummerSlam weekend. That was the alternative, the alternate. It doesn't look like that's going to happen either. So they're probably going to have to push it out again. See, it is dedication. It is dedication. See, and that's, you see, Sean, this is why I do this stuff. You know, I do it for dedicated people like this guy right here. Read this. 5:06 a.m. where he is. That's dedication. He's got to be at work in 2.5 hours. So we appreciate you, Sean. There you go. Round of applause for Sean. Because that right there. Is dedication indeed. So we definitely appreciate you very much, very much. I am very happy that that you are doing that for sure. Let's see what else we got. All right, let's see what we got. Every 30 days, President Jack Tunney. Yes, every 30 days. Who else is there first time watching right now? Let's show some love for the first timers. Sean is his first time watching. Big ups to Sean. Welcome to the PNP Nation, Sean. If it's your first timers, the PNP Nation, let's welcome the first timers. Viking Raiders are the team that lives close by. That's funny. I like it. Who is up? Who is the first timers? That's my line. That's my line. I was pinged for that last week. Isn't that crazy? I was pinged. Facebook pinged me for using that. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's see. Getting a lot of messages right now. What are the newbies we have? First timers. What we got? Who's the first timers? I'm trying to give y'all some love real quick. Try to show y'all some love before we jump into headlines. First timers, other than Sean. I thought I saw some other first timers. The people we have on here now, we have over 40 people right now live here. If that's the case, and none of y'all first timers, the PNP Nation is where it's at. Evangelista, okay, good stuff. Alicia, this is my Moses, first time watching. Good stuff. Welcome, Moses. I believe Moses to the show. First timers, good stuff. All right, first timers, appreciate you. Welcome, first timers. Welcome, first timers. Any other first timers before I go? Before I go to the headlines. Any other first timers? Any other first timers? All right. There might be a lag. Let's see. Thank you. Moses says, you're welcome. Appreciate you. Potts, my guy, first timer. It's my guy right there, man. My man Potts. What's up, Potts? It's my guy. Ike, first time. Good stuff. Good stuff. Welcome Ike to the show. Welcome Ike to the PNP Nation. What else we got? All right, cool. Good stuff, y'all. Got a lot of first timers tonight. That is great stuff. Yes, Potts, long time, man. We gotta link up. All right. So let's do this. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to talk some wrestling? So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. Headlines. Here we go. All right, so let's start off with Vince McMahon sees Matt Riddle. That's a young Shawn Michaels. How do I feel about this? I don't see it. I don't see it. But I like Matt Riddle. I think Matt Riddle has a ton of potential. I think a young Shawn Michaels is a bit off. I think that's an odd comparison. But I don't see how that's. I don't see that to be way off though. I think that it's off because the Matt Riddle's gimmick and Shawn Michaels, I don't see any comparison to that. They both are very charismatic, so that could be a comparison possibly. But other than that, I don't see much of a comparison between the two. I said this before. I think I can see Matt Riddle becoming, you know, a big name, going up. And then the bro gimmick kind of pigeonholing him and Vince saying, I thought I had interest, but I'm losing interest. I hope that doesn't happen. But I don't know, man. I like Riddle. I like Riddle. I think he has a ton of potential, ton of charisma. I think The song is funny. The song is cool. His gimmick is cool. I'm trying to figure out, would Matt Riddle have worked in DX? Maybe. Huh. I don't really see the comparison all like that. I see the charisma part. Do I see Matt Riddle as a champion? As a world champion in the next 2 years, 3 years? No, I don't. But I think there's potential there. I do. But where do you take him? How far does his gimmick, how far can his gimmick go? I don't see it going too far on the main roster still, though. Even with this push, I don't see it going. I hope I'm wrong, but I still don't see it going that far. Well, PNP Nation, what y'all got to say about this? Lonzo says, Sean never wrestled barefoot. That is correct as far as WWE is concerned. What else, PNP Nation? Yeah, I said this already. He also sees Angel Garza as young Eddie Guerrero. Angel Garza has got a ton of potential. I don't see that. I don't see that. Honestly, I would think Andrade more than Angel Garza. But I guess Angel Garza has more charisma than Andrade does. I can say that. Yeah, I think that's fair. But I don't see Angel Garza as a young Eddie Guerrero though. I think he's too small, super talented, super nice guy. I interviewed him in New Orleans 2 years ago. Super nice guy. Very talented, but I don't see that. I don't see it. As far as Riddle's concerned, I don't know. PNP Nation, what you got? Christopher saying, love Matt Riddle, but definitely don't see him that way. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Mike is saying Riddle's gimmick is so early 90s. Okay. I can see that, Shane. I can definitely see that, Shane. Matt Riddle's more like Kevin Von Erich. Yes. Very charismatic, barefooted, super baby face, lot of fan support. Yeah. I think all the boxes are checked when it comes to Kevin Von Erich. Yeah. Kevin Von Erich was never the guy, though. Like, Kerry was the guy, and David was the guy. Kevin wasn't really the guy when it comes to the Von Erichs. Super talented, super charismatic, but Kerry and David were the chosen ones. Well, David was the chosen one. And then Kerry was the guy. After David died. So, yeah. Kevin Von Erich, that's a really good comparison. Gabriel's asking, what wrestlers do you think will go to Impact from the group of previously released superstars that could really make a difference for the company? I think EY, you know, he was a big name. You know, he's former world champ. He needs to grow his hair back, though. I really haven't really been feeling the EY feel lately. He needs to grow his hair back. Gallows was there. I think he would definitely make an impression. EC3, of course, you know, he stayed in the top echelon in TNA Impact. Rusev hasn't been there, so we'll see. All right, let's go back. PNP Nation, let's see. Dion saying Ricky could have a little Ricky. I think Ricky could have a little Ricky the Dragon style. Perhaps. No, I don't think so. No, from the reports, he sees him as a young Michaels as far as potential is concerned. So. Mike is not a fan of Riddle. Why aren't you a fan of Matt Riddle? Teresa says, Matt Riddle is Matt Riddle, bro. Almost says, Matt Riddle's love child of RVD and a certain Von Erich is. That's funny. That's very funny. It was supposed to be your boy Ali, Mustafa Ali. But they've been, man, I'm ready to be that first interview. Because Mustafa Ali, as many times as they try to do something with him and pulled back, it just seems like he's not very happy with they were supposed to do a hacker thing with him too. I think that would have been perfect for him. I wasn't a big fan with them pushing him, honestly. That's why I'm glad Kofi got the spot, because he was just a very talented wrestler who kind of had a Sub-Zero to him a little bit. I just didn't really see much in Ali as far as character wise, but I think this hacker character would have been really good for him. They want to keep the hacker from what I heard, but they want to make it somebody else. So poor Ali. What else you got? He's annoying is what Mike is saying. This is interesting. Very, very interesting. If Matt Riddle could drop the whole bro thing, he'd be so much better, in my opinion. No, I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it. I mean, that is his gimmick. What else would you would have to totally overhaul Matt Riddle. you would have to completely overhaul that. Yeah, he was traded to Raw, but that's the point. I mean, he was supposed to be the hacker. So, and you know, he was joined with Ricochet and Cedric. What, you have the high flyers 2.0, yeah, like high energy 2.0. There's nothing going with it. Like, there's nothing. I mean, I've had Ricochet and Cedric Alexander on my show before. So they got a special place in my heart for supporting PNP and being part of the PNP legacy. But Ricochet is a super nice guy. I've talked to him plenty of times. But Mustafa joining them for what? I mean, what is that leading to? That would work, but I mean, Punk's—he's nowhere near wanting to come back to the WWE. Now, if you pushed aside Ali for Punk, I mean, that would make sense totally. But I don't see Punk coming anytime soon. All right, PNP Nation, let's get your thoughts on this. Shayna Baszler pulled off TV due to not checking Vince McMahon's buttons. So Vince McMahon, Becky Lynch actually was on the Bellas podcast, and she actually lobbied for Shayna Baszler to beat her at Mania. Baszler was actually supposed to win the Rumble, but that was changed to Charlotte, and Baszler was supposed to win the title at Mania, but that changed. Vince McMahon just does not see money in Baszler. Now, I've said this. I just don't see, like, Baszler as a main roster person. I just don't see it. I don't see it either, honestly. It's sad that they brought her up just to pull her back. I heard that she's doing some tapings. She's coming back. It's been like 6 weeks since she's been on TV, maybe 7 weeks. So super yikes for that, for one. And for two, it's like you literally pull her off TV. She's not injured. You pull her off TV because you just don't see anything in her. Like, there's a lot of people who are on TV now that isn't really money grabbers, but they're still on TV. But you pulled her off of TV. That's showing a lot. So we'll see with Baszler. I've said this before. I think Baszler is just, I think Baszler is a an NXT person. I didn't see it in Baszler. I just don't. As far as the main roster is concerned, now NXT, she killed it. She did a fantastic job at NXT, and she was one of the biggest names in NXT, and rightfully so, one of the most dominant champions in the history of NXT. Did a fantastic job there. NXT is in a spot now where you can be at the point where you can make a sizable living and be in NXT. I mean, Ciampa wants to stay in NXT, rightfully so. And Gargano, you know, he's NXT faithful. NXT isn't necessarily about bringing you up to the main roster anymore. It's really its own third brand, and it's been doing pretty good, actually. I enjoy watching NXT, but more than Raw and SmackDown. And so, I mean, it's one of those things, man. Like, you don't have to come to Raw or SmackDown. I mean, you can get to the point where your presence is so strong on NXT that you can have a Mania spot. That's what Rhea Ripley did. You know, NXT was on the WrestleMania card. So, same thing with Adam Cole. I think he's a good, you know, he's a good NXT stay too. He might make more noise on the main roster than someone like a Baszler for sure, but it's unnecessary. It's not needed. Now for someone who I would want to come to the main roster would be Keith Lee for sure. I think he, you know, I think I see, I see so much potential in Keith Lee. Like, this is how much potential I see in Keith Lee. I see Keith Lee versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania next year. I see Keith Lee winning the Royal Rumble next year. I think that WWE should latch rockets on the back of Keith Lee and fire him up. I think there's so much potential in Keith Lee that he's super over. He's intimidating. He's athletic. Fans love him. I mean, he's really, I mean, according to Austin and Mark Henry, he's still got he's still got work to do. And I can see that. His promo isn't the best. I still think he needs to sharpen his promo a bit. But other than that, man, Keith Lee checks all the boxes for me. If it was up to me, I would push the heck out of Keith Lee as a babyface. I would have him, you know, stay in NXT. I would have Keith Lee stay in NXT for the rest of the year. I would have him win the Royal Rumble coming in from NXT. So that would be pretty dope. Keith Lee coming in from NXT. He came in this year from NXT. Him winning the NXT, winning the championship. And then what you do is this. You have Brock Lesnar win the championship. So you have Drew beat Brock. You have Drew beat Lashley at Survivor Series. And then you have Brock beat Drew at the Rumble. And then you have Keith Lee win the Royal Rumble. And that sets up Keith Lee, the Raw after Royal Rumble. Keith Lee comes out, does a face-off with Brock Lesnar. There you go. Keith Lee versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. I would be all for that. But Baszler's concerned. I mean, I think Baszler would work if Ronda Rousey came back and she teamed with Rousey. Rousey has a bunch of charisma. Now, if she came back and teamed with Rousey, I'd be for that. I'd be cool with that. Or if she came back and feuded against Rousey, but Rousey was more of a, I mean, she was like a strong heel when she left. So if she teamed with Rousey, I'd be fine with that. PMP Nation, your thoughts on Shayna Baszler? Let's see what the PMP Nation says about this. Let me go up and see. Now, I will be, see, again, it's Hashtag Ask Chris is the best way to do it, but I will be getting more emphasis on from the PNP Nation based on the headlines today. So let's see. It's because it's difficult to. That is weird. I think that is just a weird eye for an eye match. The stip is you have to pull somebody's eye out, but that's really stupid to me. All right, so Baszler's thoughts on Baszler. Thoughts on Baszler. Yes, Gabriel, I agree. Shayna's hype didn't translate well from NXT to the main roster at all. Yep. Absolutely. Vince is losing it because we've seen worse women as champs. Sure, but at the same time, Baszler just has a lot of work to do. Like, there's just no charisma with her. It's just bland to me. Like, they're just, she needs help. She needs a manager that would work. You know what? If she joined MVP's stable and aligned with Bobby Lashley, I'd be totally cool with that. Because they both are MMA people. And if MVP brought in Shayna Baszler, he would have a presence in the women's division. And if MVP managed Shayna Baszler and Bobby Lashley, Shayna Baszler for the women's division and Bobby Lashley for the men's division, I think that's a way that you bring her back, for sure. Baszler off to the fine with it. She reminds me of woman WCW. She reminds you of a woman, really? I see. Yeah, woman was a lot more stunning than Baszler is. I mean, no shade, but I mean, woman had a very alluring aura to her. She's a Hall of Famer for sure. I still think it's stupid that they don't put woman in the Hall of Fame because of the Benoit backlash. Interesting. Punisher for what Rhonda said. Could be. Her Royal Rumble appearance was good, but her Raw has been mediocre. Yep, I agree. Shane says this is why I do not want to see Tessa Blanchard in WWE. I don't think she'd be a good fit. AEW fits perfectly with her because her father's in AEW. Duh. Yeah, I agree, Shane. This is what she said. Something about the being fake and didn't like the way the crowd reacted. It was a while ago. Yep. I think she was getting like her hair done or something like that, and she went in. No. I mean, why would he? Vince has ultimate booking power. If he says Baszler lose, Baszler's going to lose. So he definitely won't be scared if he's the person who's telling her to lose. I agree. I totally agree, Mike. The Becky neck bite, the fake neck bite, blood crap killed her out the gate. 100% agree with that. I think this still to this day, it was absolutely stupid. You could tell that it was fake. It was such a bad debut. It to me, like, if you're gonna bring Baszler in, bring her in a better, much better way. But I do like the MVP idea. I think MVP could be able to salvage her career, help salvage her career by being managed by MVP, because he's a good stick man. Somebody else didn't like the neck bite. Oh, you were at the neck bite raw. Hashtag neck bite raw. That's funny. You know what, Aaron? I don't see that. I definitely think they'll take care of him. I think they'll take care of him. Deion doesn't like Shane at all. You think she's joining? No, I don't think. No, I think Ruby's going to align with Liv Morgan. I think we're going to see Liv Morgan and Ruby bring back the Riot Squad, two-thirds of the Riot Squad, and it seems like they're going to be feuding against the Iconics, which is okay. I'm okay with that. I mean, that's a good type of TV segment of its own. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. I think it's decent. You know, it's a good way to use them. They're building up to kind of like a full turn with Ruby, and then, you know, siding with Liv. I'm fine with that. Shayna had the best promo of her life when she said Becky was dumb for getting pregnant while champ, and then nothing. That's funny. Chad's here. Made it. Nice. How would Brock returning work with Paul pulled by? But well, his position was pulled. I mean, he'll still be an on air talent though. Cool. We'll see. Yeah, I think you are, Marissa. I think you're the only Shayna Baszler fan. I was a Shayna Baszler. She's a heel, so I'm not a fan, but I'm a fan of her work. I'm a fan of her run in NXT. I think NXT was for sure. I definitely think that was perfect for her. But main roster, yeah. All right, PNP Nation, last thoughts, last headline. What do y'all think? What do you think? Yes or no? Thumbs up or thumbs down on the new United States Championship? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Okay. Your thoughts. Thumbs up or thumbs down to the new New design. Let's see. Thumbs up or thumbs down? I don't see too much into that, but we'll see. I think that was funny, though. All right, so Thad thinks thumbs up. I think Thad's a first-timer. Welcome, Thad, to the show, first-timer. Gabriel, thumbs up. Mike, down. Lonzo says, I like the new U.S. Championship, but not having Apollo there to have it was weird. I think there's more incentive, though. I think MVP having it brings more of an incentive to the match. I think the match is weird anyways, that it's not Lashley, but it's MVP. But I think you add more incentive to it, and I'm cool with that. Marissa, thumbs down. Kui says they need the old U.S. Championship, the one with Luger. Alma, thumbs up. It's ugly. Thumbs up. Cartoonist USA belt. Kyle says it's not bad. Deion wants a spinner back? No way. Looks horrible. Chad says, UGLY, you don't need no alibi. You ugly. What? What? You ugly. Let's bring it up real quick. Let's bring this joker up. Let y'all have it. Let y'all see it for yourselves. Wait a minute. Huh. I see another belt here that looked way better than the other one, the one we saw. Okay, so let me bring this back to y'all's memory. And have y'all see it yourself. This is the United States Championship. All right, that's what it looks like. Chad thinks it's ugly. It's so ugly it doesn't need an alibi. That's how ugly it is. What y'all think? I saw it. Please don't, Chris. That is the U.S. Championship. Okay, so what are my thoughts on it? What are my thoughts on it? So, thumbs down. This is an ugly piece of strap here. Don't like it. It's just it's not good. I just don't like it. I like this. I like the plate. I just don't like this. The font, I think I could have worked with everything else. I think the biggest thing is this right here. This font. It's just, I don't like it. I don't like it. Yeah, they could have done a much better job than that to me, honestly. I don't like it. All right. So let's get this ugly title off my screen here. All right. PMP Nation, real quick, Raw and SmackDown. Raw and SmackDown. Give me your Raw and SmackDown grades. And in the meantime, in between time, let's do another Extreme Rules question. What type of match was Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton at Extreme Rules 2015? What type of match was Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton at Extreme Rules 2015? B plus SmackDown says Mike. D Raw for Raw. Now, where's your PMP fact, Mike? It's waiting for your PMP fact. SmackDown C, Raw B. SmackDown was decent. I think SmackDown gained the advantage over Raw this week, last week and this week. I think so. Raw B, SmackDown C. Raw C, SmackDown D. You didn't like SmackDown, huh? Okay. Middle of the row for both. Raw B plus. Raw C, SmackDown C. Middle of the row for both of you. Both. Yeah, I would go C and C minus. That would be my my grade, C and C minus for Raw and SmackDown, for sure. I'm a Raw C minus, SmackDown B. Cool. Sounds good. All right. Let's, Queez wants the rebirth of ECW. Nice. Ricky thought Raw was really good. SmackDown hasn't been good since the debut on Fox. I think SmackDown's actually been better than Raw most weeks. Raw D, SmackDown C. Chad says Raw okay, SmackDown okay, C and F. That's funny. All right. Let's do some Flavor of the Week, y'all. You ready to rock and roll with this Flavor of the Week? So we're going to do some more, real quick, a few more Taker things. I think we'll do it next week, too. This is a cage match. Some people were saying Hell in a Cell, but that was incorrect. It was a steel cage match, actually. All right, so we're going to do a few Taker matches. We'll do a few Taker matches. Part two. So without further ado, let's get this Flavor of the Week going, y'all. Let's get this Flavor of the Week. Here we go.
It is now time for the Flavor of the Week.
All right, Undertaker and WrestleMania matches that should have been different, part two. Okay, I think... So this was streak. I'm trying to figure out what WrestleMania did we end off. I know we did 15, we did 17. I think it was 19 we ended. 20 was Kane. Yeah, I was totally fine with Kane. I was totally fine with that was actually the return of Deadman Taker. Cuz he was Big Evil Taker. At 19, did the Buried Alive match and came back as from 2000 to 2003, he was ABA and Big Evil Taker. So that was only a 3-year stretch. I think that was pretty good. I think that the fact that it wasn't too long, but it was still made an impression, I think it was pretty good actually. So ABA and Big Evil Taker from 2000 to 2003. That was pretty solid. Yeah, I think Kane was definitely a good call for 20. Let's see. All right, let's see. 21 was Orton. Yeah. I think it was a good way to. I think it was a good. I think Orton at 21 was good. That was a good way to really make a younger star. Orton shined in his loss, so that was pretty good. I think that was pretty good. I was cool with Orton at 21. Henry at 22 in a casket match. Yeah. That interview with Austin was really good, by the way. I really like that. Yeah. I think that may have been one of Taker's weaker matches because of the gimmick. But it wasn't too bad, though. Really great opportunity for Henry, though. Great opportunity for Mark Henry to go against Taker. that really goes to show how much WWE had in Mark Henry at that time. And then it's interesting because, you know, it wasn't until like 5 years later that even still, even in 2006, you know, he had that, you know, I know he was feuding against Angle and, you know, Daivari was with him and all that. And still, even with that push, he really didn't still, I mean, he was in the business for 10 years at that time, but it wasn't really until 5 years later that he really became, you know, a staple main eventer. So, I mean, Mark Henry, man, I mean, talking about paying your dues. I mean, you main evented, I mean, you had a big match at WrestleMania against Taker and still didn't win the championship until 5 years later. Yeah, he won the ECW title and all that stuff. Yeah, I get it, but he won the world championship 5 years after that. All right, cool. Yeah, I think that's good for now. I think we'll spend the rest of the time next week. We might split it in two more weeks. Yeah, I think we'll just continue to do this series as far as like looking at Taker's WrestleMania matches and seeing if the opponent was the right opponent or it should have been different. So from what we discussed today, I think I'm cool with Kane at 20, Orton at 21, Henry at 22, and this real quick, Batista at 23 for sure. I mean, Batista was one of the hottest names in the business, and it was for the world title. So it was the world title opportunity. I think that was the same year that Taker won the Rumble. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. So that definitely made sense. That was the same year Taker won the World Rumble. Yeah, that was the same year. So yeah, that definitely made sense. So yeah, all of them. So 20, 21, 22, and 23 was, yeah, all of them made sense. Same with 24, really. I mean, yeah, same with 24. Good stuff. All right, everybody. This has been fantastic. Yes, Tony Atlas did. He managed Mark, or as he would say, Mark Henry. And he would have that really weird laugh. That really, really weird laugh. That seemed like that was totally a Vince McMahon thing. Just Vince McMahon getting his jollies on Mark. Tony Atlas laughing really weird. I always thought that was odd. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 432 in the books. 432 episodes in the books. It's been fun as always. Of course, I am Chris Featherstone, and this is the 432nd episode of the Pancakes and Power Slam Show. I hope you guys had a wonderful time as always. Shout out to the newbies that came through this week. Come back next week. I know you guys had a great time. Be sure to subscribe there. Crave Wrestling YouTube channel. Go there. Subscribe and use that on Twitter and IG, hashtag PNP Nation. Yeah, go subscribe to the Crave Wrestling YouTube channel and go subscribe to the Patreon. You know, show your man some love by donating. I mean, $6 a month, guys. I mean, you know, come on. You get a T-shirt after 3 months, you get another T-shirt after 6 months. And after 6 months, you get to be a guest co-host live on here. So it's only $6 a month. And then there's $1 a month just to show that you really appreciate being a part of the PNP Nation. So go support your guy. Support your guy on Patreon. You know how much I do for y'all. And we have a great time every week. So go to patreon.com/pancakesandpowerslam. Support your guy. I really appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of 432 episodes, PNP Nation, great time as always. Good night, everybody. Have a great night. Enjoy your week of wrestling. God bless. And always remember, I do it for you. Everybody, have a good night, everybody. God bless. Bye-bye.